We continue our reading of the prophet Isaiah. Today we read chapter 52 from verse 1 to verse 12. Isaiah 52 verses 1 to 12. Now you've heard me say that Isaiah has three main sections. The first part, chapters 1 to 39, are the events of his own lifetime. 40 to 55 is speaking into the Babylonian exile, those generations who will be called to return to Jerusalem. He even names in advance the Babylonian ruler, the Persian ruler who will order that. And then 56 to 66 is looking into the gospel age of the church. Now you go, how'd you get that? The answer is from the content. You'll see it in chapter 52. Plainly, he is addressing those Jewish people in a future generation who will be in captivity, Jerusalem having been restored. And what he promises here is that by God's grace, there's going to be a restoration and a great reversal. Two things he noted. One is they were in a place where God's name was reviled and people despised his name. Well, they would learn among themselves that God's name is to be honored, and God would show forth his sovereign power in delivering them. He's going to return them to the land. And in this passage, he says, rise up. He tells both Jerusalem, get ready. The people of God are coming back. And he tells the captives, get ready to go. I'm going to show the power of my name. And secondly, he says that they were sold for nothing. He's talking about their slavery. He says, I'm going to recompense you. You're going to be redeemed for nothing. We weren't really redeemed for nothing. In fact, the next chapter is the greatest Old Testament prophecy of the atoning death of the Lord Jesus. It cost us nothing. God's going to pay the whole debt of our sin through the blood of his Son, and we will have justification through faith alone. And so God says, well, you ought to have feet that are ready to move. Are we, should we not be living with a sense of deliverance? It's coming. It's right around the corner. Our God saves. He is the sovereign Lord. His name's going to be proclaimed. What does the future hold? I don't know. But his God is going to be great. And we have a readiness, feet shod with the readiness of the gospel. We're ready to go into that future that God has. But secondly, we want to tell other people about it. One of the great evangelism calls of the New Testament in Romans 10 cites this passage, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Well, surely on the way home, they're to be preaching the grace and salvation of God. We're on the way home. As we're on the way, let us proclaim good news. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at Isaiah 52, verse 1. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust and arise, be seated, O Jerusalem. Loose the bonds from your neck, O captive daughter Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them for nothing. Now therefore, what have I here, declares the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away for nothing? Their rulers wail, declares the Lord, and continually all the day my name is despised. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore in that day they shall know that it is I who speak, here am I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.